Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Mayor Frank Bartlett for the Mason City Commission. Mason City Commission meeting for regular session on Monday night. Mayor, what did we cover?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having me, Lynn. Just to go over a few things that we discussed Monday night. A little late on my report, but anyhow, we had a good meeting. It was a short meeting for a little bit of a change, but we covered some things that we needed to look at and get involved in. One of the first things that we talked about was the community development funds at the Texas Community Development Block Grant. And kind of give you a little history on that. That is a grant that's available funding for communities, and they run kind of a two-year cycle. We're looking at 23-24 on this particular grant. And it enables cities to get grant money with a pretty minor match on it, or contribution on it, to improve, especially in areas that have modest incomes. And so this is really fitting in with our schedule now. The grant application deadline is March of next year. But just to kind of catch up the listeners, we have been involved in remapping all our infrastructure here and catching that up to date. And now we're working with engineers that will help us with infrastructure such as water, wastewater, public streets, and those items in which we need to improve on. We've kind of fallen behind here in Mason over the last decade, I guess you could say, because we've done very little improvement in those infrastructure items. As you know, we've got a great landfill that is completed and being very useful. And it cost the savings for us. We have improved the side of the commission has been forthcoming that they improved the wastewater plant. And as some of them may know, we have a new filter system, an HMO system that filters out the radium in our water. So on those fronts, we're in good shape. The areas that we need improvement on is our wastewater lines, our freshwater lines, as well as some of our streets. So the engineers will help us identify those items as well as costs associated with them. So this would be a great way to help fund some of this. We'll also be looking at other grants. But anyhow, we had some housekeeping to do there. They specifically specify policies that we have to review and adopt to be eligible for these grants, continue to be eligible. But most of them are very basic things as far as discrimination and things of that nature that are already in our policy, our procedures manual, so we approved those. So we have an opportunity to receive as much as $500,000 with a 5% match. So that would really enable us to, in the next couple of years, to get a project started that would help just whittling away at a pretty big deficit of infrastructure that we're trying to repair. So that was item one and two. They did a vote to give permission to our administrator to look for a grant administrator that would help us through this process, and in turn we would find a engineer that would also help us put together this application. Now, the nice thing about it is that the city and the taxpayers are not out any pocketed money, any funding to make this application and for the engineer cost to complete the application. They receive their funding for their services once we receive that grant. So if we're declined, if we're denied that grant, then we're not, taxpayers are not out of pocket any money at all on the application process. So to me, it's a win-win. So we hope to gain that, and we will be pursuing other grants as well in the next year or two once we get this study finished and see exactly what and where we need to work, do work. Now, we did have several citizens from our community that came out, and they were concerned about the need for more housing in our community. So this is kind of the first step towards that. At this point in time, our city is unable to supply the infrastructure to support a subdivision of any size. So this will lead up to some opportunities there. And as we're working on that, John's Palacio, our city administrator, knows that we need to open up opportunities in different sections of our community to allow for an increase in homes and population. So that's something that's very important to this commission, as it's been in the past, I'm sure, is that we do make a start at that and work towards those means. So anyhow, we moved on to the next item, which was something that we really look forward to doing. We considered and approved renaming our soccer complex for the tireless efforts of Kevin and Tennille Kaufman. They have worked years and years and years there on those, supporting our soccer program. And they worked, I think they understood, they started when their children were young. Now all their children are grown, and they're still continuing to work and support that effort. So we will be having constructed a sign, a metal sign that we'll probably get some help from our high school on making, and that will be posted out there, and we will, down the road, once that's finished and we get it up, we'll have a dedication service or session there that we will dedicate that soccer field complex to Kevin and Tennille Kaufman to do a little bit to honor them and repayment for all the work and money they spent in pursuing a nice complex there. Item number four, we was really just, again, a kind of a housekeeping item, and that had to do with nominating or actually voting on candidates for our Mason Appraisal District. And there were actually two names that were brought to us, and we decided, because there were two names and we're not allowed to do write-in votes on that. We can either support them or not support them or split our vote or do it any way we want to, but it was Dave Inks and it was Reggie Leffler, and we decided to split our 154 votes in half, so that's 77 votes for each one of those gentlemen. And they've served in the past, my understanding, and have done a good job, so we wanted to continue to support them. The way that ballot situation works, you get a number of votes. It's divided up between Mason County, Mason ISD, the city, DOS ISD, or Consolidated School District, and there's a total of 5,000 votes. As you see, we have only 154, and I believe it's divided up according to how much tax revenue is produced from property tax and given to those different entities. So we have a few votes, and we want to do our share on casting our votes and doing that. We had a consent agenda, as we always do, and it was approved, but John Plossio, our city administrator, was able to update us on several fronts. One of the fronts was is that we were able to start the process of getting one of our existing wells back in the system of rotation to supply water for the city of Mason. One of the wells had a high quantity of radium, and before we had the HMO that filters this out, we did not have the ability or want to add that water supply to our existing wells and storage. We will gain as much as maybe 350 gallons per minute from that well, so that really eases our situation with our water. And with the HMO, our water quality is better. Our radium count on that now is very much under the minimum that's safe standards set. And so the community has no reason to be concerned about that, that we can see. We're also testing for other irons and minerals to make sure that we keep this safe drinking water. And that's a continual, a lot of people don't realize, that's a continual ongoing process to meet the standards that are set in the state of Texas. So that was one of the items he mentioned. Another item that he mentioned that they are at the stage of ordering some new equipment for our commissioner's court. Our commissioner's room. It's the Eckert Community Civic Center, to be specific, but we need improvement in our video and audio But when meetings are held there, they can be broadcast. Members that come and of our community listen to those. They can have a better quality of being able to hear. Presentations that are put up on the board, they will be able to see more clearly. And so we should very shortly get those ordered, and we hope by shortly after the first of the year, maybe the end of January, that we will get those new support items in place, and we will make the viewing or those in attendance, those that are looking on our, these items being screened, a better quality of communication. So that's another thing that we're working on. He also did mention that we have budgeted to resurface our swimming pool. We have a public swimming pool down here on Post Hill Street, and we have folks actually that came out yesterday to look at that and give us a pricing of redoing the surfacing on that. It's been over 12 years, I believe, since it's been resurfaced. It's well overdue to do, and the commission supported that effort. They also feel very strongly that that's a service that we don't necessarily make any money. It costs the taxpayers money to support, but it's a great service to have for your kids in the community as well as adults. We have several times of the day during the summer that is just strictly adult swim or exercise swim, things of that nature. So we should make some progress on that. That will take a three-month process to complete, but we hope to have it open in May for the first day of swim. So that's another process we're making progress on. Also, we had a request from the county. Judge Bearden has a court held, I believe it's the second, correction, the third Tuesday of each month. And because of the being dislocated because of the courthouse fire, they had been holding that in the library, and that wasn't really a great situation. So we're allowing them to use our Civic Center for that purpose. So they'll be able to use the arrangement that we have there to where the prosecutors as well as the defense attorneys can utilize our facility there and be able to hold that in a very suitable situation until the courthouse is put back into shape where they can move back in. That pretty well wrapped up what we did. There were a few questions as far as finance, as things have been spent. Summary as to where we're at with last year's budget and expenses, where we are with this coming year, and staying on track with what our budget is. So anyway, we concluded our meeting. It was a fairly short meeting. Did want to say we have an upcoming meeting. Actually, we had a P&Z meeting last night, and that meeting worked strictly on our animal control ordinance. We're trying to adopt a new ordinance there. So they work through that. That's going to be a several meeting to accomplish that task, and then that'll be passed on to commissioners. As you may remember, we did have a workshop a few weeks ago in reference to land use, in reference to zoning, variances, and different things of that nature that our very qualified city attorney, Sharon Roberts, conducted. Sharon came to us from Tyler. She worked the city there for, I think, in excess of 30 years, so she's well-versed in all municipal law. And so she is helping us become more educated as to land use ordinances, what's the intent and purpose of those, because as you may know, we have two new commissioners, Commissioner Keller and Commissioner Rayburn, as well as I'm myself as brand new. We have two new members on the P&Z that are new, so we're trying to get up to speed and to make decisions on more of an educated background. So we have another meeting coming up at 5:30 next Monday at the Eckert Civic Center, and we invite everyone to come out and to learn more about that process. A lot of times when we hold these hearings for variances or zone change or something, the community is not really educated as well as us as to how these things should occur, should not occur, and things of that nature. So we invite the community to really come out on that. I'm sure that session will be screened and will be on our local radio station as well. So that's an upcoming event. The next regular scheduled commissioners meeting will be December the, we moved it up to the second Monday, to December the 12th. I think the next regular scheduled meeting for the P&Z will be on Tuesday, December the 6th. So we'll get our business taken care of way before the holidays for that month. But anyhow, Liam, that pretty well concludes my report. Well, I hope I got it covered well for y'all.
You did. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, have a good week, and we're going to keep working here with the City of Mason.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Liam. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.